Brilliance Audio presents
Eye Contact by Stephen Collins for Fay. Chapter 1. Making better eye contact with her image in the mirror than she did with most people in life, Nicolette Stallings capped her lipstick, dropped it into her purse, exhaled and whispered aloud to no one in particular, "Perfect." She didn't often like the way she looked, but tonight she had to admit that the whole effect was just fine. Nick Stallings was, in fact, at all times extraordinarily attractive. Not classically beautiful, but with a body that might bring a swimsuit issue to mind, she had, since she was very young, felt herself gawky and horsey-looking. She had grown out of any such horsiness long before adolescence, but despite a near lifetime of causing heads to turn, she rated her looks kind of average, and never let anyone convince her otherwise. Many tried, but the subject was always quickly changed. On her way to the ladies' room, a handsome Wall Street type, moving away from his table, had casually overtaken Nick and whispered under his breath, just loudly enough for her to hear, "Great dress." The man had been sitting at a nearby booth with a woman Nick figured to be his wife. From the look of the gifts exchanged and the champagne opened, Nick was pretty sure they were celebrating an anniversary. The great dress, alluded to, was a short, peachy cashmere. It hugged her hips in a way that might make a leg man reconsider his choices. Her breasts, unbound and all natural, moved against the cashmere in ways that were spoiling the Wall Streeter's dinner. Nick had observed him trying to lock eyes with her several times. She'd made him crazy by meeting his look for only the briefest of noncommittal seconds. He couldn't be sure if she was returning his gaze or just seeing him. She gave the guy points for the deftness with which he managed this attempted flirtation without tipping off.